Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community Arts Center Director Mary Robertson joins us on today's program to talk about the Young Artist Show, ongoing in the Joan Kuiper-Farver Art Gallery. Well, Mary, we are sitting here in the gallery next to the Joan Kuiper-Farver Auditorium at the Community Center, and a returning project. It's been several years, highlighting right now the work of our high school and middle school and younger artists from both Pella and Pella Christian. Let our listeners know about the return of the Student Art Gallery here in the Community Center, and just a little bit about what's on display. It's easier for you and I to see it here than those in the radio audience, but obviously a great variety of art here.
Exactly. So years ago, we used to do what we called the YA Show or the Young Artist Show, and I decided that we needed to bring that back and showcase all the fantastic art that we have in this town. So instead of trying to cram it all in together, I talked to all of our local art teachers, and we decided that it would be a great thing to break it out and have all the schools do one show and then the art center do a separate show. So we are starting with the schools. We have both the public school and Pella Christian schools. Each selected a handful of different art pieces to bring in and showcase in the Joan Farver Kuiper Art Gallery here at the Community Center. So yeah, it was really fantastic. They were all very gung-ho on it, and it's a good variety of pieces from, you know, elementary through high school, from, like I said, both schools that we have showcased right now. And it's, I love it. I love seeing all the different things that are happening in the schools right now. So yeah, make sure you come by and see it. We are going to do a show reception for the school edition of the Young Artist Show. And that is on February 19th from 1 to 3. It's a Saturday. And we'll have everyone here to come check out what fantastic pieces the artists have made and just kind of celebrate what we have. We're very lucky in Pella to have several great programs, both visual arts and, you know, music arts and theater and all of that. So it was really exciting to see, because you can see the progression from the youngest artists all the way up to the oldest, you know, artists up in the high school level, and how they progress and focus a little bit more and think through some different things. So it's really exciting to see, I think.
Well, and you mentioned the progression. This is, by the way, open from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. The Community Center is open, so you can come on in. And I mean, I'm turning around, I'm seeing all sorts of different kinds of paintings, different mediums of paintings, printing, sketching, drawing, shading. There's some sculptures, there's some clay work. I mean, it kind of runs the gamut of what's going on in our schools. And I mean, and you and I are going to talk about this in just a second, but with the art program here, you see a lot of your alumni from when they're little kids, even younger, or those who are in the after school program graduating on. And I imagine that's exciting to see that progression too. And then just to see within our schools the different mediums of art that they're still tackling.
Exactly. So, you know, with the schools, they have to, you know, there are certain things that they have to do and have to accomplish within the school day. And so it's fun to see the different projects that they've done. You can tell that this is some of the artists from you know, they had a certain goal that they needed to do. And so all the different versions of, you know, the specific goal, or like printmaking, like you said, or there's some collage projects and there's painting projects, and just the different takes on what each instructor said, okay, we're going to do printmaking, so you can design your, you know, choose your own design, but how different and how the same they each are. It's fascinating. And I do, like you said, I do love seeing all the different students that I see in after school. And it's like, okay, I recognize this kiddo's work because I've seen some of the stuff that they've done at school. So it's fun to see how they also take what they've learned to school and brought into the art program here at the Community Center as well, and vice versa, hopefully. So it is very exciting. I love seeing that. Hate seeing them graduate, but love seeing them, you know, their progression through the schools. So
well, we want to take a quick moment to tease what's coming up. So this gallery with the school age program continues until spring breaks on March 11th. Yep. And then when spring officially rises on March 21st, you're going to be staying in-house with those very various art levels and classes that you have here as well. So maybe not ready to full out roll out and know what you'll have in those projects, but coming up after the school edition will be the in-house community art center.
Exactly. We decided to split it into two separate things. So after this, the school edition of the Young Artist Show is down, we'll do an art center version of it. So all the kids that come for the Art With Me program, the homeschool program, and then all of our after school programs, all the students will have a piece up here as well. And we'll switch out and send home the projects from the schools and then put up everything that we've decided to put into that show up in here again and revisit all over again with a different group of students. So I think it's fantastic that they're able to have so many opportunities to put their artwork up here in the gallery.
Once again, that was Mary Robertson with the Pella Community Art Center discussing the Young Artist Show. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.